This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 20, 2024. In our headlines, local lawmakers are putting their inputs into the state budget. Local graduation season has started, and the Endicott College baseball team advances in the NCAA tournament. Weather, sunny today, warmer, 70 inland, a little cooler along the coast, maybe upper 50s and near 60 degrees, and there'll be a high tide at about 10:15 tonight. Rick Moore is off today. I'm Bill Newell. The news is powered by Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, supporting local news coverage and supporting the North Shore. There were a number of graduations held over the weekend on the North Shore. They included Salem State, Endicott, and North Shore Community College. St. John's Prep in Danvers also held their 2024 graduation ceremony. The Massachusetts State Senate is working on the FY25 budget. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that our local senators have several projects that they are hoping to include in the budget. Senator Joan Lovely of Salem has a dozen proposed amendments, including $300,000 for the North Shore Community Health Center for the El Centro project for affordable housing. Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr of Gloucester has filed more than 100 amendments, and one of those would be to reduce the state sales tax from 6.25% to 5%. Over on the House side, Daily Item reporter Sydney Short has a story today on how Lynn may be impacted by the new state budget. Rep. Dan Cahill indicates that the budget will include funding for the Lynn Police Department's Behavioral Health Unit, as well as the Lynn Community Health Center and the City of Lynn for gun violence prevention programming. We have been following local city and towns on their budget deliberations. In the City of Newburyport, Sean Reardon reports that their budget process is moving forward.
So the budget has officially been sent to City Council. They had their meeting on Monday and sent it to Budget and Finance. Councilor Zied is the chair of Budget and Finance. So they have about 8 meetings that they'll have. And these are called budget hearings, right? So anybody can attend. They're open to the public. And they will go through each department in the city on these different nights. And it's right on our city calendar. You can click in, see if there's a department that you want to hear about or know more about. You can actually go and attend that night because they stick pretty close to that schedule. So we're excited to get through this process. Like, I believe we've put together a very thoughtful and responsible budget in kind of challenging economic times. And so I'll look forward to hearing what the public has to say. But I do think this budget moves our city forward in a lot of great ways. And so I'm looking forward to going through that process with the City Council.
Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Speak podcast. Manchester-by-the-Sea voters will be going to the polls tomorrow. There are no contested races on the ballot. So for the select board, only Jeffrey Michael Delaney is on the ballot. And for the Manchester-Essex School Committee, only incumbent Christopher Allen Reed is on the ballot. However, there are 3 spending questions for voters to decide. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Cardinals 11-3 yesterday. They'll play at the Rays in Florida tonight. The Endicott baseball team advanced to the NCAA D3 Super Regionals with wins this weekend in Connecticut. Yesterday, they beat Husson in a tight 4-3 championship game in the Eastern Regional. In high school baseball over the weekend, St. John's Prep shut out St. Mary's of Lynn 2-0. Marblehead topped Lynn English 12-5, and North Reading shut out Hamilton Wenham 1-0. In boys lacrosse, Marblehead edged Lexington 10-8, and they are now 12-3 on the season. In girls lacrosse, Peabody will host Saugus tomorrow night at 6:30. The Tanners are unbeaten in league play so far in the Northeastern Conference this season, and they have won the Northeastern Conference title. This is their coach, Michelle Roach.
It was definitely a celebratory event. The team has been working so hard, and we've really focused this year on thinking about what our culture is, what our goals look like, what we want to be known for, and just making sure that we're tackling stuff and cutting out distractions. And I think that we saw it all come together, especially this week, as this was a big week for us, facing off against league rivals, Beverly. And I think the team really came together as a single unit, which helped us send us in the direction we needed to go in.
Peabody girls lacrosse coach Michelle Roach. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Again, Rick Moore is off today. I'm Bill Newell, but we both hope that you have a great Monday. And thanks for listening. This is MSO Newsports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.